Okay, we are up to Amar Rav Sheshes, which is that's right. Go across some places from Mar and move up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line, last word on the line. Amar Rav Sheshes. Ketanoi to Machlokes Tanoim, whether Vest is the Raisa or Vest is the Rabbanim. The Blazer I'm a Tamei Nida. The Blazer says that a woman who went through her vest is Tamei Nida. Rabbi Shua I'm a Tibadek. Now, if you remember, Rashi says she doesn't have to make a Bedika. And here Rabbi Shua says she should make a Bedika. If she finds herself Tar, she's Tar. If not, she's Tamei. That seems to say that even if her vest is Rabbanan, she has to check herself when she remembers. Right? Again, the woman passed her vest. No vest is the Raisa, she's Tamei. That's the first man, the Amar.
Even if she didn't check anything.
Even if she checked and found herself Tar.
But she didn't check, why is she Tamei?
She went through her vest. Vest is the Raisa.
Okay, so she didn't check. So let's say she doesn't see. Still we say she's Tamei.
Correct. That's what I just said. Now, Rabbi Shua says Tibadek. Simple shot in Tibadek. Is now she should check herself. And if she's fine now, she's good to go. Which means Vestas is not the Raisa. Because if Vestas is the Raisa, checking yourself 2 days later makes no difference. Rabbi Shua says, let her check herself. The problem is, Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam, all Paskin, Vestas Rabbanan, and you don't have to check yourself. So what should have said is Rabbi Shua says, Tahira. This is a problem, a kasha that is asked on Rashi. Rashi said that if you hold vest as Rabbanon, there's no need to check herself post-vest, right? She's passed, during vest, she should check herself if she remembers. If she doesn't, Rashi holds, she's good to go. Then Rabbi Shua seems to say, let her check herself now, so she still does have to check herself, which is not like Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam. So they answer that this is for Taurus. Enochinami. Not for Taurus, Rabbi Shua would not say check herself. For Taurus, we want her to check herself. So that's how they answer Rashi from this Gemara. Rashi to Badek, Va'achar Vesta, this is the Mandyama that says Vestas to Rabbanan. She should check herself after the vest. Matzasa Tameya Tameya, Mishas Vesta. If she finds herself Tamei, we say she did see on the time of her vest, even though Vestas to Rabbanan, but she finds herself that she's Tamei now. Tahira, Tahira. Which is the way we paskin today. I mean, without getting a halakha l'maisa. A woman passes her vest, Eina Kavua, right? Which is definitely Drabanan, right? It's Eina Kavua. We tell her, check yourself now. If you're okay, don't worry about the fact that you passed the last time that you were supposed to be chayshish. Because it's Drabanan. So we say, check yourself. If you're tired, you're tired. If you're Tamei, you're Tamei. Now, in those days, it was a vest kavua, but Rashi, this is the mandate, but it says vest is Rabbanon. So going to vest is Rabbanon. You don't have to worry that you saw Bishad's vest. But if you check yourself 2 days later and you see blood, that means we say it probably came on the time of the vest. More than Meisleis. For sure Meisleis. We went through this already.
I know, but you're saying it's Rabbanon now. It's Rabbanon.
Even if it's Rabbanon, if she finds herself Tamei,
3 days later,
we say it came at the time of her vest.
According to that case, there's no real difference between
Divine
and
Derisa then. Yes, there is. She checks herself and finds herself Tahar now. A major difference.
See, but in the case where she checks, there's no difference.
Yes, there is. If she's Tahar. Again, there's a million cases. She didn't check, she checked and finds herself Tahar, and she checked and found herself Tamei. In two of the three, there's a difference. In one of the three, there's no difference. In two of the three, there is a difference. So there is a difference. Something about it. The Hani Tanoi, the Hani Tanoi, the following Tanoi are the same thing. Tanya Ramei Ramei Tamei Yedida, Hama Mai Mutsi Badek. Same Machlokes. Vest is the Raisa, Vest is the Rabbana. Amar Abaye Avanan Nami Tanila. We also learned that Ramei, you have a Mishnah that says Ramei holds Vest is the Raisa. Meaning, we have a Braisa. But if we can find a Mishnah, we feel much more comfortable because Mishnahs are more reliable. I hate to use the word because they're all reliable, but not the same Madrega. Mishnahs are higher Madrega than Braisa. So we have a bright Mishnah that also says Reb Meir holds best as the Raisa. The Tanya. Reb Meir Eimer, Im Haisa B'Mechba, if she was hiding, meaning there was some kind of fear, right, and she was hiding in a cave somewhere, B'Giyashat Vesta V'loi Batcha, Tahira. And the vest came, and she didn't check. She's tar afterwards. Shacharada misalekes es adamim. Fear makes the body not function. So even though you should be chayshus that you saw blood at the time of vest, but you don't have to, because the fear says she didn't see. Now there wouldn't be fear. What would the mayor say? She's tameh. Why? Vest is the raisa. Time of digi charada, halakhi charada tameya, alma vestas deraisa. So the Mishnah supports that Reb Meir says vestas deraisa, because he finds a case that we don't afraid that she saw, and that's if she had fear. Rashi, Zot Rashi, Avanan Amitanina, the Reb Meir vestas deraisa. The Mechba Machmas Pachad Listim Ubulshus. Robbers were an army. You know, we had Purim this week. I don't know, I think the Gemara asked this Kasha. I'm not sure if it's the Gemara or the Rishayim. It's on Daf Lamates. It says, Vatischalcho Hamalka Miyad, Chazal says she became a Nida. So we see fear causes us to become a Nida. And here we're saying fear causes that the blood doesn't come. So what does fear do? Right, but if Chalcha Malkam Yoyed, so Chazal say Malamet Shapirs Anida, Esther became Anida when Mordechai gave her the message that. What?
I'm at work both ways. If you're ready.
So let me see what either the Gemara is saying. That immediate fear, a shock, makes her Anida. A building fear, like hiding in a cave, right? It's not a shock. That stops the blood from coming. Not the Gemara, but I don't remember if it's Rishayim to say it or the Gemara itself that says it. I think it's something tells me it's Rishayim. It's on Lama Test. It's not the Gemara here. It must be the Rishayim and Megillah by which it's called Kamal Kamal. Okay. If I remember it, it's probably from Megillah, which I caused it many more times than Nida, so if I remember it, it's probably from Megillah. Let's think about it. Le'ma ha'nitanoi ha'nami pligi. Let us say that the following Tanoim are also arguing if Vest is derived or not. Natalia. Haraya da machmas maka. There's a woman that has a maka. She has a wound internally. And the wound is bleeding. There's no doubt about it. She has a wound that's bleeding. Even if it goes into the days of Anidus, meaning even after 30 days or vast Tahira.
Where is this wound?
Internally. In her vagina, as far as we know. Maybe. We don't know. I don't have an X-ray machine.
That's important, isn't it? If it's in the uterus, it's different than if it's in the vagina.
Why not? Why is it different?
Because it's not coming from the uterus.
It's a very nice point that you made, but at this point, it makes no difference. It will make a difference going to Summer China later on. But at this point, it makes no difference, because all we're saying is this woman is bleeding for a different source. She's bleeding. She has a wound. That's not needless, even if it comes from the uterus. Okay. So therefore, the first Tana says, even past the vest, she's Tahira. Rabbi Eimer, no. And yes, the vest, Chesesh is Levesta. Vest means that her blood nidus is going to start. She might have a wound, but she also has a nidus. It's not a contradiction to each other. So the Chaira, it seems to be a machlokes where the vest is the right side of Rabbana. Here's a woman that had a vest. She's bleeding from a wound. So we hold vest as Rabbana. Just assume that it's the wound. If your vest is the Raisa, Rebbe says, no, there's a vest mixed in the air. Zakti Gemara, Amar Avina Loi, the Kulam of Vest is the Rabbana. I'm sorry, I skipped. My love, Bahakamiflugi, the Marsava Vest is the Raisa, Marsava Vest is the Rabbana. The Chayrin, that's the Machlaikas. Because what else is the Machlaikas here? Why is Rebbe saying that she became Anita and the Tanakhama says no? Amar Avina Loi, no raya. It's a possibility, but you can't prove that that's the machlokes, because I can have a different shot in the machlokes. The kula alma vestas rabbana. The hacha b'mkar m'kayim b'tamei k'miflegi. And this is a new halacha that we never had, and it's very rarely mentioned in this Masechet, if at all. And that is, according to the way the Rishayim explained Rashi, there's a halacha l'mayishim esinai that the uterus is called tamei. The uterus itself is a place of tumah, and that any blood that comes from the uterus, be it wounds, is not a nida. She's not a nida, but the blood is, she becomes tamei for one day. Her makar is tamei. Her uterus and everything that exits the uterus is an avatuma. The wound blood that comes out of the uterus is an avatuma. It makes her tamei for one day. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sarver Isha Tahira, the dam tamei the kasi derech makar. And he says that she's tamei because it came from the makar. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying she's not a nida because vestas drabana, right? She's not a nida, and therefore she is tamei, but not because of nida, but because the blood came from the uterus from the wound. And Rebbe is being mekel. Rebbe says no. The uterus is not tamei. If you want to hold Vestas the right to make her tamei, if you want to hold Vestas Rabbanon, she's totally tahira. Meaning both of these mandiyamim aren't worried about nida. But what Rebbe is telling Rav Shimon Gamliel is your new concept that she is tamei because something came from her uterus, not nida, but enough to make her tamei for one day. There's no such thing. And therefore, if you want to say she's a nida, you can say it. I disagree. But if you want to say she's tamei because she came from the car, there's no such halacha. If you want to say she's a nida, then she's tamei for 7 days. And if you're not chayshus levest, then there's nothing to be afraid of. So Rebbe is mekel. In the beginning, we thought Rebbe was saying vestas araisa. No, everybody holds vestas rabbana. Rav Shimon Gamliel introduced a new concept here, that wound blood that comes from a uterus makes her tummy for a day. For a day. Not a nida, but she touched tuma. It's like touching a dead sheret. It's like touching a dead bevela. It's touching blood that came from her uterus, from a wound. And Rebbe says, listen, you want to say she's bleeding? That it's neither, I don't agree, but I can hear you. You want to tell me that the uterus makes something tummy? There's no such halacha. Rashi. What? That's how the Tosfos for Rashi explains it. Here we have again, can you have a machlokes and halacha l'maish machine? I add this to the list according to the way the Tosfos for Rashi learns. The way he masber Rashi. Let me just finish Rashi. Dr. Rashi, m'kai metame. B'chol dam. No, we'll go back before that, all the way back before that. Harayah da machmas maka. She has lo b'me'eha. She has it in her intestines, insides. In b'tray, afil b'tray, she made it to her clever. B'yam she lemuda liris. In the day she's accustomed to see. Zainu shase nasa. Even after 30 days, eishas vesta. Tahira. The talina b'maka by samakam. We assume that it's a wound. Im yes lo vesta, shesh is lo vesta. Klaim k'shem lo vesta kabuwa. She has no set time at Dinalach. Shabbin Shabbinah, so even though the time she saw last time passed, Tayla Bamaka, Avim Yeshla Beskabu, Barasa Beyayim, Vesta, Afila Machmas Maka, she's seeing that day even because of a wound. Chayshina Shabbat Tipas Nidim Urebesbai. We're afraid that maybe Nidim is mixed into it because Vesta's the Raisa. The Gemara answers no, Vesta's the Rabbanon. The Kaime Tame, the Chol Dam Habot Erech Sham. All blood that exits the uterus. The blood is an avatuma. Right? And makes her a reason. Rebbe's coming to be mekel. Lucky comer. Chesed for Vesta. If you want to make it Vesta, I won't. I mean, I disagree, but I understand you. Klemi Yeshlok L'tamet Tum L'shiva. Make it Tummy for 7 days. But why are you making Chesed L'kach? You're not making your Tummy for 7 days. Shatoy Metayri Mishim Nida. So Vein L'tumah. I don't see this new Tumah that you just have that says that she's a tummy for 1 day because she touched wound blood that came from her uterus.
They didn't know for sure that it wasn't Nida blood.
Well, we don't know. If your best is the right set, it was Nida's blood. If your best is drop on what we don't know, we don't worry about. Yes?
It would seem to me that this actually has to be a thought experiment rather than a real thing. What you have said before is that there are women who are trained how to do a pelvic examination. And
today, yeah.
Like the vagina and
we're not passing a local device, sir.
Well, let me finish. However, all that there was no such thing as hysteroscopy in classical times within the bounds of my knowledge. So whether it is Nida or whether it's a wound, all the woman would see is blood coming out of the cervix. There would be no difference. So you can talk about in the Messias, even though you cannot tell what the Messias is.
Well, we're missing one point, Doctor, in your content, and that is that these people were able to tell the difference between Dam Malk and Dam Nida. See, to us, red is red. To them, red wasn't red.
So really, no one has to do an internal examination.
Well, but Manazer, we have
to.
Do. In those days, who said anything about an internal examination?
Well, the ladies who would look and look for a Maga.
Not in those days. Who said it did in those days? I said there are women trained today.
Okay, I misunderstood you.
Yeah. I said that there are women trained today because there are women that have makas that they can't get clean to their husbands and Chevanagiyam because they're bleeding from a wound. So there are women that are trained to see if there's a maka. If there's a maka, there's a way for a woman to become tahira, which is not the gay now, but there is, we deal with that. That's what they train women today. Okay, Dr. Mishnah Baiter. Mishama Yaimim Tzicha Beit Eidim, Uncle Tashmas Vatashmas. Oita Shamish Lorener. Mishil Laimim Daya Mishnah Eidim Kalalayla. Okay, so what happens is as follows. A woman who's having multiple relationships with her husband in one night. This is the story. She's having multiple relationships with her husband the same night. So Mishama says she needs two clean B'dika cloths. One before and one after every Tashmish. So if they have Tashmish at 10 p.m., and then they have Tashmish at 12, and then at 2, and then at 4, so you would need two clean B'dika cloths for everyone. And then the next morning, she would look at them. Or, if the light is on during the relationship, or I guess right after the relationship, really. But the Lashon HaMishnah is, she has a relationship in light. She can check it right after she did the bedikah, and if it's okay, she can use it again. Again, these are not snuwites that were machmer, right? So she can check it again. And Basil says, no. She checks herself before the first Tashmish and after the last Tashmish. She doesn't have to check herself in between, one before and one after, and she checks it the next morning. So according to Beis Shammai, she would have to have a whole set of B'dika cloths to check the next morning. And according to Beis Shammai, she would not have to. Rashi. Shnei Eidim Chadoshim HaKol Tashmish. Echad Lefonov V'Echad L'Achrov. One before and one after. U'lamachar Ta'ayim Behem. And the next morning, she would check each one. Now, if she finds that the first one is Tamei, he ended up living with Anita. And that's his gamble that he's taking. I mean, why would we assume she became Tamei? But she doesn't have to check it in the middle of the night. Even Beis Shammai agrees. They don't have to check it in the middle of the night. They can check it the next morning, but each Tashmish needs its own check. I Tashmish lay on there. The tip the Glacha Tashmish ate to come by. Or she can have Tashmish too light and check it by the candle. The candle's on, she checks it. Now, the truth is, theoretically, they can turn on the candle in between Tashmish. The Gemara doesn't seem to... The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. The Mishnah just said she can have a light on and check it to the light, and then have the next relationship and check it to the light, she can use the same one. Daya b'shnei edim kol alayla, echad l'tnei tash mishmishin, v'echad l'achad tash mishachron. One before the first, one after the last. Even though she's continuing to have relationships, both according to Beisham and Beisil, all night, without checking to see if she became Tameh. This is all for Taras. And therefore, there's no reason to tell a man he can't have a second relationship. We have him check it the next day. How much did you have to check? Beisil says, one before the first, and one after the last. And Mishame says, before the first, and every single one, before and after every single one. That's the Chumrah of Taras. I'm sorry?
They're
not
touching
Taras. What do you mean? That's a great question. Because they're not touching Taras. I think either you've addressed in the Gemara, or I saw somebody address it. But, I saw it addressed. The question, if I remember correctly, they asked the question. I don't want to say the wrong answer, but if I remember correctly, the question is, what was the takana of Taras? You're right. She's not touching Taras in the middle of the night anyway. But I know that the Gemara is going to answer it. Give the Gemara 5 lines, it's going to answer it. Yes.
Very important for in that if she's checking with the candle at night, then to have any intercourse after that would mandate a carbon.
If she finds love, obviously.
Or for that matter, in the morning, we would.
100%, obviously.
That's the way.
But we only do it, the whole thing, but it's for Taras.
Right, there's no Taras being done. But in terms of whether or not the husband brings the carpet, that's...
Of course, it's obvious. Yeah, again, we're talking about requirement. What happens if she finds blood the next morning? Yeah, he would have to bring a carpet. According to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, he checked after the last one. We don't know when she saw it. It would make a difference.
But if there was a set of, like three different encounters, and the first encounter was fine, but then there was a check afterwards, the next two.
Yeah, he would have to bring a card. I'm not arguing with you, 100%.
Why do we entertain that Beis Shammai is worried about is it just for the Baal?
Because the whole B'dinka was made for Taurus. We went through this a million times in this Masechta. Tana Rabbanan. Avra B'Sham Ram HaShamash Metasolar and Erez Emigunam. Even though it is unseemly for a man to have a relationship with his wife by light, and Gemara is going to talk about later on why that's true. But Beis Shammai says, given the options, if she doesn't have any other bedikah cloth, she's going to have the light on. She's going to have the light on. Meaning, we don't like it. It's definitely not, it's very not recommended. But listen, he can't have a second relationship with her if she doesn't have a second set of checking cloth.
And if, light on after.
Again, that's why I said that in the Mishnah, right? Obviously, they didn't have a switch that they could turn it on. They would have to go turn it on from a source. And to go find the source in the middle of the night maybe wasn't easy. That's how I understand the Mishnah. You're right. There was no reason to have it on in the middle of the relationship, but they didn't have the switch that they could flick the light on. They would have to go find the source to turn on the light. So it's easier to turn it on and leave it on all night. Bishul Leimrim, Daya Mishnei Edim Kalalaiwa. Beginning and end, and there's no reason to have a light on. Tanya Amar Lam Bisham and Lebisil. With the Vrechem, Lechus, Shematira, Tabazam Kikardo, the Bia Rishaina, the Kapena Shukmazera, the Bia Shnea. Bisham says, your way of doing things, that you're checking, you're not checking between, right? So maybe she had a Tabazam the first one, but we didn't check, right? And then, he has a second one, and the Shukmazera of the second one covers the dam of the first one. So when she uses the same cloth, going to be so, she uses the same cloth, right? Or she doesn't check herself at all till the next end to end. Meanwhile, she had another relationship. There's more shikmazera, and it covered the little blood. So you're not taking care of the issue. We want to know whether she saw dam from the relationship, and you're not going to find out because she might have seen dam in the first relationship. But by the time you check in the morning, she used this the second time and the third time, and it got covered with shikla zera. If she doesn't have a different one for each one, how do we know there was no dam that was covered by the second one?
Bishami's understanding, Hillel, that you're checking between each one. But
you're not. No, exactly not. She has two at night, okay? Let's say she has two relations.
At the very beginning of the night, the one at the very end of the night.
Right. And that one at the end of the night might have covered up the Shikva Zera, oh, meaning if she didn't check the first time afterwards, right?
A fresh
medica. Okay, so let's see how Rashi explains it. Rashi answers your question. Rashi does a better job than I'll do. So Rashi Maguna time of Mafaris will come back. Shematira be a Rishina. The Yamidu Kaisla Beit Sarechan, and that drop will stay inside. The Kimidoi Matrachisa Medica Beit Tashmish Lutashmish. Tihonim Mishamish, Tekapen a Shikhma Zer be a Shnea. It'll cover the Shikhma Zer in the second Bia, will cover that drop of blood that's in her vagina. And then when she checks at the end of the night, you'll never find that drop. Even though we're allowing her a second relationship without checking the first one, we don't know till tomorrow whether she had a drop of blood. But the Medica cloth is around. Meaning tomorrow morning we'll find out what happened in the first Tashmish, what happened in the second Tashmish, what happened in the third one. And that's good enough for us. Meaning, we're not going to ban the man from having a relationship with his wife. But we want to have something that will prove to us the next morning that no blood came out in any of the relationships. We need to have it that it's there. We're not making her check it, but we need it there. So tomorrow morning we'll be able to see, did she see blood during the first one? Did she see blood during the second one? Did she see blood during the third one? At least we'll be able to find out tomorrow morning what happened. It's a chashash. It's a far chashash, but at least we'll be able to figure it out. But according to you, you'll never figure it out because she might have had a drop of blood in her vagina the first time, and since no bedikah was made, the second time covered it, and the third time covered it more, and by the time she does a bedikah at the end of the night, there's nothing left to check. That's called Mechicha Kayim. The proof is around. We don't have to check the proof, but it's available the next morning. Because if not for that, what did the Chachamim help? We want to make sure she didn't see Dam during Tashmish. According to you, we're not covering anything. Because she might see Dam during Tashmish, you'll never find out.
So this is the purpose that we talked about. This is not the purpose. The question that we had before, what was the purpose for Taharis? Because we want to know, at some point, was there...
But that, I said the Gemara will answer your question.
Yes, this
I said the Gemara is going to answer the question. Amalam Beisil, Beisil, Drechem, Lecha Shematir, Adapitim, Adam, Kekhardim, would be a reciter with the Shikh Mazara. I don't understand you, Beis Amal. She might have seen a drop of blood, and the Shikh Mazara of the first being covered it. Why are you worried about the second one? The same one could have happened in the first time. Every time a man has a relationship with his wife, she might have seen a drop of blood, and you'll never know. Even if you do a bedikah right away, you'll never know. Exactly. Right. It's right. Meaning, right. I'm sorry, I skipped. Where is it? Tanya, we'll start again. Amal b'samel b'sol. The reichem leim was still there with kachardu b'bi a rishayna. The chavanah shikh was there b'bi a shniya. Amal b'sol, amal b'sol, the reichem leim was atcha reich b'tay chapeh. Reich is considered blood here. We're using the word saliva. The mouth refers to a vagina. Shemen nima g'vay l'chloy. Maybe the first shikh v'zera caused it to go away, covered it.
Like the shikh v'zera?
Yeah. No, Reich is the Dam. The Dam is B'tai Chapeh, but it got disintegrated in the Shekh Vezera. Amar Lahem, so Beis Shammai answered, V'she'ein Nadayim Nimuk Pamachas L'Nimuk Shtei Pamach. You're right, but you're basically, the more relationships you have, the more chances that you won't find it. So we want every relationship checked. Granted, it's not 100% proof anyway, because it's very possible that the first Shekh Vezera covered it. But at least, we've got our best. you are not doing your best, because the double check with error is going to bigger chance that it's going to cover it. Rashi. Asher Reich b'teich ha-peh. Reich is dam. Peh is oisem makum. Reich is blood. Peh is the private area. Kalem ha-filuk shoisem b'deich ha-fachay tashmish. Shem ha-ras ha-tipa k'charno. V'chipas ha-shich v'zera b'oisem b'ya atzma. That shich v'zera covered it. Dr. Gemar b'ayit netanya amar Rabbi Yeshua. Roy ani es de Rebbe Shammai. I agree to Rebbe Shammai. Amalei tamid of Rebbe kama rachta alenu. You be machmer on us. You know, how much chumrah are you going to make on us? We're going to have to check after every tashmish? Amalehem, mutav she'erach aleichem b'olam hazeh, today she'arichu l'meichem b'olam hapa. And better to make you work harder in this world, rather than you should have a longer olam hapa. The harder you work here, the more olam hapa you'll get. You're right, I'm being machmer. Rashi, harachta hachmarta. You're being machmer. He said, you know what? You're right. I'm being machmer. I'm being machmer. But I feel that this is a chumra worth taking. What? It's for Moshe Seder. Let me step back. I can't win on this one. Whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to lose. But I'll try anyway what I believe. Let me ask you, somebody that's machmer, did you get any schar for it? Let's step back. The guy's machmer. He only eats, okay, this is my, he only is machmer, so he only eats chol b'shrom. The maishol, the other one is mutter, and he's machmer, okay? I'm not going to pick yashin and chadish, because those who are machmer and yashin are saying they're not machmer. They're doing the halacha, right? But let's keep yashin and chadish. I have it in my car. I thought you would be by davening. I'll get a few minutes. Chol b'shrom. Ramesh said you don't have to. It's mutter. Let's say a guy's machmer. Is he getting anything for upstairs? Or is Tom making himself feel better in this world so he can brag that he drinks chol b'shrom? What do you think happens? What would you say happens? Do you get any? When Ramesh says bal nefesh yachmer, which is the exact words we're going to use in a moment, bal nefesh yachmer. What does Baal Nefesh Yachmer mean? How do you understand that?
I think he's getting some
schos. He's getting some schos. I don't like schos. I don't know what the word schos means. Schar and askar.
I would think there's some schar.
Okay, so there's your answer. You answered your own question. What's the difference between Chol B'shrom and this Qumrah?
Okay,
so Rebbe's saying any place. I didn't say anything. I asked Dr. Harris to explain to me the Chumra gets Char, which was your question to me. I'm turning back the question to you. The Chumra gets Char, you yourself just said it does. That means the more a person, I mean, I'm trying to make, I don't like OCD people. I mean, Machmer and everything, but they're so nervous, you know what I mean? They need a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychiatrist. But the people that are Machmer because they want to be Machmer, right, with a cheshbon, right, with a cheshbon. As I pointed out in the Shira I gave thing, don't read the Megillah to yourself because you don't want to miss a word loud enough that your friend can't hear the Megillah. You know what I mean? That's not a humra, right? But in this case, people that are machmer, you yourself said they get schar. If not, why are they being machmer?
Well, it's healthy. You can't eat Snickers. You can't eat, like, Milky Way.
Is that the reason? If you're machmer for that reason, I guess maybe you don't get schar. Here we go. Yes.
The word abrisus, I usually think of that as increasing the length of the
thing. Well, Rashi says it means achmarta. That's why I read Rashi. Rashi says it says achmarta.
And achmarta means?
Being machmer.
Okay, so
I read Rashi.
I understand. No, I
how does Rabbi Eduard Schol translate it?
Rather, your days be lengthened
in the
world.
Yeah, there it means too.
That's
so I'm stricter here in order you should get longer days there.
The way you said.
I think it means, you're right. I don't know what it means. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
It's a good pulsate, smart pulsate is Mako rather than Mako. Something like that.
Again, here we go. Ready? I'll say it once. Halacha is halacha. A good Paisik knows what the halacha says. People that don't know halacha are machmer because they don't know better. I can't mandate you to drink Kol Yisrael because Rav Moshe said it's okay. You ask me that halacha, can I drink in Baltimore, what's called steel test milk. I don't even know what it's called now here in Cleveland. Can I drink, I don't know, whatever milk brand is. I don't even know the milk brands out there, right? Can I drink it? Rav Moshe said you can. Now, can you be machmer? Is by saying it's mutter, am I telling you don't be machmer? Or am I telling you to break the halacha?
What does that call machmer? Not how he said it. It's better to be.
So what does he mean by that?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what he means. That it's not a chumra that makes no sense. It's a chumra that makes sense. But I can't mandate it because halacha doesn't mandate it.
There's two sets of
halacha. No, it's not. Here we go again. It's not two sets of halacha. It's halacha and chumra. I keep 72 minutes for Shabbos. Some people keep 42 minutes for Shabbos. Do I think they're Michal Shabbos? Do I count them for minyan?
You count them for minyan.
So, Manashuk, if they're wrong, they're Michal Shabbos. I don't like to count Michal Shabbos for minyan. I let my daughter marry a guy that keeps 42 minutes. Am I marrying her off to Michal Shabbos? So, what's the pshat? The pshat is the halacha is X. And many places can say it's 45, 42, whatever it is. You want to be stringent, you can be stringent. Maybe will you get sky for being stringent? Dr. Harris said you do.
But the stringency seems to be, according to some people, you have to keep 72 minutes, and that's all it is.
None, nobody, what's that?
No, nobody holds that?
It's yeah, the people, that you excite them to say you have to keep 72, hold, you have to keep 72, but we don't pass them that way.
And so where do they get the 72 from?
We have Beinu Tam, that's where they got it from.
So they're holding from a different
shita. Exactly. They're big machmer like a different shita. But they don't consider, I don't eat machine matzahs on Pesach. Do I think a person that eats machine matzahs is eating kabbas on Pesach?
Some people only eat machine matzahs.
I understand. I'm sorry. Will they be mashadach with me who only eats hand matzah? Again, I want to know.
But those are different shitas.
What does that mean? What's the halacha?
At this point, I don't know. I mean,
I know what halacha is. You're fine to read machine matzah, you're fine to read hair matzah. That's the halacha. And either way, you can count for minyan, and you can beat about trila, and you can duchen, you can do all good Jewish things, whether you eat machine matzah or hair matzah. Yeah, you can even get matzah, exactly. Unless you're a kayan or a lady. But there's a chumrah. I hold. I come from a Messiah that we didn't eat machine mats on Pesach. I have Mechutin, who's my Mechutinus, not my Mechutin's father and mother. Father and mother. He came from a Pilesha background, and she came from a Lithuanian background. And he ate only hand mats, and she ate only machine mats. And she ate on Pesach. He ate at his end of the table. She ate at the end of the table. And she says, don't you let me see your chametz tikka matzah next to my matzah. And he had a happy marriage, by the way. And he said to her, I don't want to have your chametz tikka matzah next to my end of the table. End of the story. And they lived happily ever after. They're both not alive anymore. And they lived happily ever after. And it was wonderful. Right, she was a miyuchetzes from a Litvish Arab, and he was a Polish Yid who grew up in a Chassidish house. He ate only ham matzah. She ate only machine matzah, even for his darim. Right, some people are machmer to eat machine matzah. Of Gifter ate machine matzah for his darim. He held him as a chumro. Right, so does that mean Rav Gifter held that I'm not a kosher Yid because I eat only ham matzah? And do I think Rav Gifter was not a kosher Yid because he ate machine matzah? There's a law. A law says you can eat both. You want to know that law? You can eat whatever you want. You want to be machmer? You feel it's a chumra? Do it. You don't feel like chumra? Don't do it.
In this case, what you said, two different chumras.
Right. Exactly.
You can't just say I want to be more machmer because one takes longer or one is baked.
Well, they hold that's better. They hold it's a chumra.
They hold it's better.
They hold machine matzah's less chance of being covered.
Right.
And the other ones hold the other way. But nobody is disowning anybody.
It's not a chumra. It's sometimes just different.
A guy that eats bread on Pesach is different than the guy who eats B'shim Matzah Pesach. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong in knowing basic halacha, and there's nothing wrong in a person being machmer. The pesach has to pask in halacha. Chumrah, you either do it or don't.
What I'm just saying is, I think they're not just chumras, they're just different shitas.
Again, let's go back. Do you think that anybody does the other way is eating chumras on Pesach?
Not exactly.
I don't know what that means.
Is it
half chumras?
The answer holds from the shameless. He doesn't hold from the handmaiden.
Again, what does that mean, hold? Does he hold? Does she hold that her husband is eating chametz and Pesach?
It's more of a chashash.
Again, did he or she, did she just think that she's married to
no.
a guy that's eating karis on Pesach?
Not for sure.
Okay, so what does that mean? That if you ask a Rav, can I eat machine or hand, what he would answer you? Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Okay,
that's not local. If somebody calls me up and says, Rabbi Margaret, am I allowed to eat hand of Mishim Matzah? I would say, whatever you want. Halachically. Now, you want to be machmer? You want to have this? Do what you want. That's your own private thing already. Halacha, both are mutter. My brother Krungel has held 45 minutes for Kriya Shema. So when my kid became bar mitzvah, they asked me, Ta, how much should we wait for Kriya Shema at night? Because when they were under bar mitzvah, I did machmer. I told them, Rav passed in 45. So that's what they do. Now, I personally wait longer for a Kriya Shema night, which in Cleveland is ridiculous because ski is so late. But that's besides the point, right? But that doesn't mean I hold that I'm the only way to do things. My own kids, I told them, be machmer in 45. I don't know, maybe some people hold 42. For 3 minutes, I was fine. Rav Dovid held 45. To me, that was I could take that to the bank. Right? I personally am Machmer more. It's a good thing. But I listened to Megillah at 50. I didn't say I'm not yet to Megillah. Again, yes.
Number one, thank you very much for the short network, sir. Number two, so when Yisant George says that you're not Yotzei Matka on Pesach night, if matzah is baked any time other than the afternoon air, is that a chumrah?
Yes. It's a sheet in the Rishayna. It is a sheet in the Rishayna, but we don't paskin that way. I want to know. Do you doubt? I don't know if you eat matzah that's baked in air, Pesach. I don't. Okay, I want to know. All these people in this room, I don't think there's anybody here that eats air, Pesach matzah. Are we kosher for minyan?
Johnny Heinz.
I know all that. Yeah, you haven't answered the question I asked. Everybody.